The Eva Cordia, it's me sure, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful, she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. On this week's programme, friends, we'll find a lot of old favourites and some new tracks as well. Also, start by apologising for my voice because I've had quite a busy week, what with talking and singing and performing and what have you. The voice has been, well, under quite a lot of strain, but I hope that will last until the end of the programme anyway. My first track. Now, first of all, it's a little longer than we normally have, but it's far too nice to fade. Donegal is up in the northwest of Ireland, and we're not going to have a song from Donegal. Well, not at this particular juncture anyway. We'll have one probably later on. If you come straight down the west coast of Ireland from Donegal, your next county will be Sligo, beautiful county. And then we move into my favourite county, apart from the one I live in, of course. We come to County Mayo. And going down from Mayo, still going down the west coast, we come to Galway. And then we come to Clare. Friends, Clare, a beautiful county on the west coast of Ireland, has its own tradition. They have their own way of playing music and singing music. And it is one of the most musical counties in Ireland. I'm going to start you with a Johnny McAvoy track, who's singing a song entitled, Oh, My Lovely Rose of Clare. Here's Johnny McAvoy.
Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. The sun, it shone out like a jewel on the lovely hills of Clare. When I strolled along with my sweet love one evening at the fair, her eyes they shone like silver streams, with her long, long golden hair. I won the heart of a young sweet lass, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely rose of clay. We walked down by the river bank, where the lovely Shannon glides, and listened to the nightingale singing songs for you and I. And now to say goodbye, farewell to all you people there, for I have stolen the heart of one, my lovely rose of clay. Oh, my lovely rose of clay, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair, and I will always love you, my lovely rose of clay. And I will always love my lovely rose of clay.
Johnny McAvoy and his version of My Lovely Rose of Clare. That's my favourite version of that song, although recently I think I played the Paddy Riley version of it, or did I not, some weeks ago on the programme. Now, here's the Benn Sisters. These are a group of sisters who I think hail from New York, but of Irish ancestry. And they're giving us their interpretation of a track that was a huge hit for Bing Crosby when Adam was going to school. Listen to how the Benn Sisters treat Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. And if you feel like it, join in and sing. The Benn Sisters there and their interpretation of Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. My mother used to sing that song. And by the way, I did say, I think I introduced them as the Benn Sisters. That's another group. These were the Benn Sisters from America. I must dig out the Bing Crosby version of that. I'm sure I have it somewhere. We've played it on the programme before. Now for another group that I don't think we played on the programme too often. They're called the Alt. And they're singing a song for us entitled Willie Angler. And as with the Johnny McAvoy track I played earlier, this is a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And it has a lovely folky feeling about it. The Alt.
As I was walking down by Yon Mill Town to view the fair valleys that did me surround, I spied there a fair maid, to me she looked grand, viewing fine fishes by the banks of the Ban. Time I remember was the sweet month of May, when Flora the goddess clothed the meadows so gay. The fields were in bloom, and by nature's commands I met with my love by the banks of the Ban. Stepped up beside her, and this I did say, since nature has formed us to meet on this day, since nature has formed us, will you give me your hand, and we'll walk together by the banks of the Ban. Being a summer's evening and a fine quiet place, I saw there the blushes that appeared on her face. We lay down together there in the warm sand, and she rolled in my arms by the banks of the Ban.
as I did, that sort of finished in the middle. I wasn't quite sure, but it was nice nevertheless. Willie Angler from the Alt. As I pointed out many, many times on Sounds Irish, every track on the programme doesn't have to be an Irish song, but it must have some Irish connection. I keep saying this every week because I get emails from people who say, well, that wasn't an Irish song, Joe. Well, this isn't an Irish song. Actually, it's from the show Oliver. But it's sung for us here by, well, Patricia Cahill. Patricia, who's always been a great favourite of mine, now lives retired in Spain. But in the 50s and 60s, she was a tremendous attraction for cabaret and music hall and entertainment generally. She had a beautiful voice. And she was working with the famous Irish comedian Maureen Potter for many years. And I'm quite pleased to say that one of her singing teachers in the early days was a very dear friend of mine who's no longer with us. He's gone to God now, but she used to go to him for her singing lessons. Now, enough prattle from me. I was complaining about the voice at the beginning of the programme, but this is the beautiful voice of Patricia Cahill. Now, we call it Cahill. It's C-A-H-I-L-L. But in other parts of the world, they call it Cahill. But here, Patricia Cahill / Cahill is singing Where Is Love?
Where is love? Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath a willow tree that I've been
always had what I called a bell-like quality to her voice. Patricia Cahill and Where Is Love? Now, here's something you don't hear very often, except on Sounds Irish. It's a piano solo playing Irish traditional music. A wonderful pianist, Micheál O'Sullivan. Now, you translate that into English, it's Michael O'Sullivan. Here's playing for us Brian Boru's March. Thank you. Hey, that guy must have had 10 fingers on each hand there to play like that. Mihal O'Sullivan and Brian Boru's march. And you also heard the Bowron, which is the Irish drum, accompanying him along with that. That was fantastic. And now, the beautiful voice of Anne Breen, a regular contributor on Sounds Irish. And friends, when I tell you that this song was one of the first songs I ever learned, my mother taught me this when I was about 5 years old. Here's Anne Breen.
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day, and it nestled in the ocean on a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. Then they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. It's the only place you'll find it, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver just to make its legs look grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland.
And an unusual version of A Little Bit of Heaven. I said on last week's programme that I was a big fan, and always have been a big fan, of Brendan O'Dowda. And on last week's programme, I mentioned that Brendan hailed from County Louth, which is the wee county, as we call it, or the smallest county in Ireland. During the week, I got an email from a listener who said, could you play, if possible, or would you have in your collection, Brendan O'Dowda singing about the wee County Louth? Well, I had a good hunt among my collection, Sue, and I found the song you're looking for. Here, Brendan O'Dowd on a beautiful arrangement of My Girl from the Wee County Louth.
Round Erin's green shores, there are callings galore, with a charm and rare beauty endowed. But none can compare with a Colleen so fair, my girl from the wee county loud. From Dundalk to Baltrain and on to Ardee, her beauty is known far and wide. 'Tis heaven when she goes strolling with me by the banks of the gay rushing Glyde. Eileen, her eyes are as blue as the skies that shine over lovely Greenough. Her hair purest gold, just like Emer's of old, and I love her Macushla as though. Neath tall Annaverna, the sun says good night as it peeps o'er the hilltops of blue. In that heavenly sea, I kissed my Eileen, and we vowed that we'd always be true. I've a nice, tidy house. I'm content with my lot. In my skies there are never a cloud. With my babe smiling there in her own little chair, and my girl from the wee county loud. And my girl from the wee county.
Now, I think he sings that really well. A lovely song, tenderly sung there, by Brendan O'Dowda, My Girl from the Wee County Louth. And now we change the style completely. Here, Barnbrack telling us all about a scheming little madam.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice of trade I was bound. And many's an hour sweet happiness I spent in that dear little town. But sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. As I was walking down Broadway, not intending to stay very long, when who shall I meet but this buxom young lass, as she came tripping along. Took from her pocket and placed it right into me hand. On the very first day that I met with her, bad luck to her black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. In the jury, next morning we both did appear. A gentleman, he claimed his jewelry, and the case against us was quite clear. 7 long years penal servitude, to be spent in Van Diemen's van. Far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black.
white velvet bound.
Oh, the madam! Ah, Barnbrack and the Black Velvet Band. It's time now for our Dermot O'Brien track. And Dermot recorded many, many tracks, a goodly number of albums. A fine musician he was. He's gone to God now, but he has some great tracks out. And apart from being a good singer, he was a good songwriter and a fantastic accordion player. Now he's singing a gentle little song. It's entitled The Green Fields Round Forban. Forban is a little town in County Offaly.
I cursed the day I sailed away from the dear old Isle of Green, on a foreign strand where I now do stand, and the deep sea roars between. In dreams I fly where I roam as a boy, and my worldly cares began. My vision shows where the Brazza flows in the green fields round Forban. My heart it sings when I sit and think of the joys that are no more. When I used to rove on my way from school through the woods of old Kilmore. When my only quest was the wild bird's nest in the oak tree's lordly span. When I spent the hours in the leafy bowers in the green fields round Forban. Then in dreams I see the old ivy tree neath the shade I oft lay down. Ballyvore, a grove where I often rove to gaze on the dear old town. And again I dream of the old mill stream where musical waters ran. Were they only real, how happy I'd feel in the green fields round Forban. On Callan Green, where I oft have been, for all lovers know it well. The old trees that creak, if they could speak, what a wondrous tale they tell. Of the trysts unkept, of the hopes that wept, which made many a lovelorn man sail over the seas and leave scenes like these in the green fields round Forban. In the dear old town, neath its roofs of brown, I spent many a happy night. When I ramble away with all comrades gay till the morning dawn full bright. These pals I see with their smiles of glee as the years I backward span. There are three or four that I see no more in the green fields round Forban. Oh, the lust for gold, it soon grows cold and the heart grows sad within. Old memories burn while I ever yearn for the good times that have been. I'll turn my face from this awful place as quickly as I can. And I'll sail far home, nevermore to roam, from the green fields round Forban.